This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Today is something a little different and a little special. We welcome into the JPR studios the 2017 regional favorite in the NPR Tiny Desk Contest. From Ashland, King Roy Wing. The entire band is here in the studios. Hello. Welcome. Hey, congratulations, everybody.
Thank you.
Let's see. From my left to my right, which means little in radio, Jenica Smith is on upright bass and vocals. Michael Henry, heretofore known as Henry, right? That's how the band refers to you, on guitar, vocals, harmonica. Hannah Winters on violin and vocals, and Gore Groover on mando and vocals. Let's start at the beginning. You guys have been together for how long, and where and how did the four of you all meet?
I started writing these songs a couple years ago, and I kind of set out to find some bandmates who were either really good looking or really good instrumentalists, and I couldn't find either of that. So I ended up with these guys.
He settled for us instead.
That's a joke.
Good thing this is radio.
No, we've been together since December, and we all kind of met. I mean, it's a small town. If you play music in this town, you pretty much are going to know most of the people who are out trying to play music. So, yeah.
Now, are you all from Ashland?
Almost.
Almost.
All the cool people in the band are.
Henry's from the coast.
Yeah, actually. I grew up on the coast of Oregon by Coos Bay in a town called Reedsport. And then all these guys went to Ashland High School, right?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Local ground.
Yeah.
Really local.
Very local.
So before you guys got together in December, you were each playing music individually here in Ashland?
Yeah, to some degree. I play music with my family a lot, and that's always just been something I've always been very into. I originally actually played guitar as well, but Henry claimed that as his own, so he gave me a smaller instrument called the mandolin. Yeah. So I've been playing around with that.
A mini guitar.
It's basically a mini guitar.
Well, the name is unusual. I want to get to that in just a bit, but let's start with the tune. What do you guys want to start off with?
We're going to start off with a song called Peace of Mind, and it's about a friend of mine that passed away this summer.
I try, the more I figure it out. It's not too late to run, or too early to fall. Well, you asked for my story, so I gave you it all. I thought you were a whistle. I thought you were a whistle. I thought you were. I thought you were a diamond baby.
That is Peace of Mind, played live today in the JPR studios by King Roy Wing, an Ashland band that was our regional favorite in the 2017 NPR Tiny Desk Contest. You can see the video they submitted to that contest on our website at ijpr.org. It's Henry, Jenica, Gore, and Hannah in the studio today. Let's talk about the name, King Roy Wing. If I've read correctly on the web, this was, Henry, this was your alter ego. It has now been expanded to cover the band?
No, King Roy Wing is actually, I knew this question was coming. So Roy Wing was actually this guy, older guy that I lived with up in Alaska for a couple summers doing construction work. And he was kind of a wild older guy, kind of half maybe Kurt Cobain, half Iggy Pop. Okay. And he was a metal guitar player. And he referred to himself as King Roy Wing in the third person. And we played music together off and on while we were up there. And he'd play metal guitar and I'd play my acoustic guitar. And he always told me, he said, one day you're going to be in a country band. And I said, if I'm ever in a band, I'm going to name it King Roy Wing. And so 10 years later, I started my first band ever. And here we are.
Right on. So when you guys are not making music together, you have day jobs, I'm guessing all of you at this point still, although there, assuming yeah. there's that target in the future,
today.
Right?
Yeah, including today job.
Half the band works at La Baguette Bakery.
Shout out to La Baguette,
yeah.
right?
His family bakery, and half the band is soon to be working there.
We're all soon to be living there.
I want to be a baker, but right now I'm a nurse, and I work in an emergency department in Medford.
Let's talk about musical influences. We obviously hear how the four of you gel and the kind of music that you create, but what about the stuff that you individually brought to the quartet?
So this is pretty good, actually.
This is the best part.
Because we all roll up to practice listening to completely different music. I think Hannah might be listening to maybe Polish Ambassador or something. No? Do you want to give
something with me?
Some kind of electronic music.
Okay. Hannah, what do you listen to?
Yeah, I listen to a lot of electronic music in a wide range, but that's before I joined this band, that was actually what I do is I play in various electronic music bands.
On your violin, looping and stuff?
On my violin with vocals.
Pretty cool.
What about you, Gore?
Jumps around a good amount, but usually pretty mellow, folk music.
80s rock.
Ideally, 80s dance music is what really gets the day going. Madonna, yeah. That's pretty much my jam.
What about you, Jenica?
I grew up listening to African and Celtic music, and then a lot of R&B and stuff. So, not so much R&B anymore. But
I mostly listened to a lot of punk rock music when I was younger, and then that turned into folk music, and kind of explored Woody Guthrie and Bob Dylan and all the great kind of folk singers, and so they've had a big influence on my music.
Now, Henry, are you the primary songwriter for the group?
Yeah.
Yep. And what about other contributions? Arrangements come from each of you individually?
Yeah, we all arrange together.
Yeah.
Which is
I think they're
the most
mostly
fun.
Inspired by me. unless I'm misinterpreting that.
No, that's true.
That's what
definitely.
I picked up
most
on.
Of the songs come from Gore.
Yeah.
No, yeah, usually I'll a lot of these songs were written in a solid block of time over a year period. I wrote a bunch of songs and slowly have kind of brought them to the band, and this is kind of everyone's had a contribution in terms of arrangement and the overall sound, and this is kind of the product that we've come up with so far.
What kind of schedule are you guys on for trying to get together and rehearse as a
band? Oh, that's tricky one.
Next to impossible. This is our first practice in a month.
But we see each other constantly. If we're not working together, we're doing other stuff together.
I think we can hear that.
Yeah.
King Roy Wing is my guest today live on Jefferson Public Radio. They were our regional favorite in the 2017 NPR Tiny Desk Contest with a tune called Orange Flower that we'll hear in a few minutes, I hope. But you guys are going to play another one right now, right?
Yeah.
What are you going to play next?
So this next one's called Convenience.
God, won't you take me to your heaven? I'm in love with you, honey. Take me away. Could have swore I made it up, but the storyline's been taken. I must have been. Call.
That is Convenience. It's King Roy Wing live today on Jefferson Public Radio. Henry, Jenica, Gore, and Hannah in the studio today. KingRoyWing.com, spelled just as it sounds, is the web address to learn more about the band and hear more of their tunes. You guys have been busy over the last couple of months. It seems like you are gigging all over. So you might not get together for many rehearsals, but you're definitely getting together on stage in front of people.
Oh, yeah. True.
Does that put a little extra pressure on to try to get these songs to gel when you don't have a whole lot of rehearsal time, but you're actually gigging?
Yes. Yes. But it's hard when you're, because if we can't practice when we're on stage, we have to depend on the sound guy and the quality of what's coming back from the monitors. And it's definitely hard to get a good picture of how it sounds. And then we'll come together and we'll play acoustically and La Baguette for a practice. And we're like, that's exactly how we want it to sound. So I don't know how we can keep reproducing that sound.
And you'd be surprised how hard it is to practice bass in the car on the way up. Stand up bass.
Luckily, our car is a space pod, though.
Yeah,
it is.
Make it work.
So which one of you were turned on to the idea of this competition? Who brought that concept to the band?
I think it was Gore. And me. I knew about the competition previously.
Yeah, I figured it was one of those things. It was fairly last minute. I think we had maybe 2 days left, and we decided to get together. I think it was right around midnight.
Yeah, it was one day left.
Yeah,
it was like the last night at midnight.
So we just drove out to where I work at the climbing gym, the Rogue Rock Gym, and just set some things up and went for it. And figured, why not? It'll be fun, if nothing else. And by 1:30 in the morning, we were really tired and just decided, okay, that's good enough. Let's send it in. And we had a great time.
It turned out well. I think there were more than 6,000 entries from across the country. There were about 70 of them, I think, from our listening area. So,
nice.
But definitely the one we liked the best. So,
thank you.
Have you guys had any interesting feedback from unusual places of people that saw that video online as part of the contest?
Yeah, it's kind of funny, actually, because Gore, like, comes down from the ceiling. If you haven't watched the video, you should check it out. And a few of my friends who don't actually know Gore didn't think it was funny.
What?
But other people did think it was really funny, so I thought, yeah, that made me laugh.
It was the rappelling mandolin.
Yeah.
Right?
Mandolin. And I'm telling you, that was not an easy task.
It wasn't easy.
How many takes?
A lot of work.
I think we did.
It wasn't very
four?
Many because of
Maybe.
That.
Maybe we couldn't.
Yeah. Every time we messed up, we had to pull him back up, or he had to climb back up.
I pulled myself.
Sorry,
up.
Sorry, Gore. Sorry.
If you look closely at his face in the video, you'll see how painful it is.
Yeah.
He couldn't feel his legs. By the time he got down, like, we just dropped him to the ground.
He actually doesn't have legs anymore.
It was
anymore.
Pretty miserable.
Yeah, within the four takes, it was probably 35 minutes in a harness. And so, yeah. Feeling came back eventually to the life.
The song that you guys did is Orange Flower.
Yeah.
Is there a story behind that one?
There is, actually. So I wrote this after a relationship that I was in. We went separate ways, and a lot of these songs were inspired by that. She was a member, played violin with the band Patchy Sanders, and they had a huge influence on my music and just getting me to start writing songs in general. And helped inspire this whole thing. And we went separate ways, and that's kind of how I process a lot of that change that was going on was by writing these songs. And so Orange Flower was I'm writing about her specifically.
And you guys are going to do that to wrap up, yeah?
Yeah.
Thank you.
wind takes you away. I share from this love all blown away. Think of me now. I won't be carried away.
That is Orange Flower, the tune recorded on the video that you may have seen and entered in the 2017 NPR Tiny Desk Contest, chosen as our regional favorite here at JPR. Kingroy Wing is live in the studios today. KingroyWing.com is the web address to hear more from them. Or what do the next few months look like for you? Upcoming projects, recording project perhaps?
Yeah.
Yes. Yep. Yeah, we're trying to figure out how to do a record. it's a process making a record, and it's obviously costs a lot of money. So we're trying to figure out how to do it as independently as we can and also get some outside influence without spending too much money. So we've reached out to a couple local people, and we're hoping to have a record by August, I think. We're going to start recording it here in the next couple months. And the band, actually, we're going separate ways. So our last show is going to be around the second week of June, and then these guys are going to play music in Sweden?
Yeah, all over Europe, really.
Yeah. So they're going to go play music in Sweden, and then Jenica and I are going to fly over to Norway in August, the beginning of August, and we're all going to play music together as King Roy Wing in Sweden and Norway and Denmark. And we'll that spend a couple like a months doing that and then
pretty
come
cool
back
plan.
And
yeah.
Hit the ground running.
Wow. Maybe you'll bump into half of Patchy Sanders.
Yeah. Right?
Right? Yeah. Fellow Pymans right. are over that
I
way.
Know.
King Roy Wing, my guests, live today on Jefferson Public Radio. Michael Henry, Jenica Smith, Gore Groover, and Hannah Winters. Guys, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.
Eric.